Oh, you actually heard the song. That's actually I'm gonna start the song, but I'm gonna actually call somebody because I seen something
on Instagram. That was a 21 Instagram. Savage, right?
What happened?
That was a 21 Savage.
Yeah, that was the actual. Yeah, it's me. I gotta find a root of music.
I know that you don't play the up to date shit.
Nah, I can never do that.
What we should start doing is you should start off with the original, and then when we end the show, we should just play what everyone else knows that song came from.
Well, I actually need to get my Serato, and I'm broke right now because you can see I'm trying to organize this. But that's actually the plan, to me to like DJ the intro while I talk.
Actually,
shit.
My dad has that. That's pretty fucking dope.
Don't pull a Shane. Put it closer to your mouth, please.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I can't stand you. I can't.
Shane, we miss you.
That's not who we're talking to.
I know. I mentioned his
name. If he picks up, this would be a dope ass yes.
Yo,
don't say anything incriminating. Bro. You're on my podcast.
What up?
You remember? You know why I'm calling you?
Nah.
I want you to tell the story.
What story?
The story of you at the nail salon.
Oh, yes, I want to hear this.
Here, yeah. Tell the story.
I'm not gonna be able to hear it, but
yeah. They don't even know who you are. It's fine. I just want you to tell the story.
Nah, I'm not worried about that shit.
It's the fly guy, you heard?
Nah, so
I want it just the way you put it on your Instagram story.
Exactly.
Too.
Nah, you know, I went to the nail salon, you know, to get my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
So this spot I go to a few times. I've been there frequently. I go there frequently and shit. So I go to my girl, Ling Ling, and I'm like, yo, man. I'm like, yo, manicure, pedicure, you know, same routine. Mm-hmm. So she starts doing my nails or whatever. And I'm like, yo, these shits came out good, Ling Ling. She's like, oh, good job, good job. I'm like, yeah, you did your thing today. So she's like, yo, go sit with my coworker. You know, go say my coworker Ching Chong. So I'm like, alright. I go. And you know, she's just doing her thing, whatever. So I'm mad tired, but I've been in the streets running around doing mad shit since like 8:30 in the morning. So now it's probably like 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. In the evening. So I'm mad tired. I sit down, I hit the button for the massage, getting a massage, reclining shit back. I'm chilling. So she starts massaging my cutting my toenails, you know, doing all pedicure stuff. So I'm asleep. I doze off, but I'm not like in a deep sleep. I can still hear, you know, everything that's going on. I can still hear people chatting and talking and, you know. So then I hear Ching Chong tell the other lady, she's like, oh, he got nice feet. He got nice feet for a man, nice feet. So I look, I'm just like smirking at her, whatever. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, they didn't talk in their own dialect. They talked so that he could hear what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, she's like, oh, he got nice feet, whatever. So I look up and I laugh. I just open my eyes a little bit. And I smirk. And I see she's smirking back or whatever. So I'm like, oh, she needs that bugging. Like, she wants the salami. So I'm like, let me go back to sleep, whatever. So go back to sleep over there, man. You know how, like, you got to scrub your legs. And she's scrubbing my legs all the way to my kneecap. Like, boom, scrubbing. I'm like, all right, she going in. This is my first time ever getting like my feet done by Ching Chong. So, I'm like, all right, she doing that. She going in. Like, the fuck. So today's a special day. Like, fuck, they going in. Like, she just nails look mad good. So she doing her thing with my feet or whatever. So I kind of like doze off again. And then, like, she put this. hot towel on my feet or whatever. And this is like, she's wrapping up and finishing or whatever, like wiping everything down. She's like, oh, you want a nail polish? I'm like, hell no, you know, nail polish on my toes. So I'm like, all right, sleep or whatever, whatever, whatever. So, bro, shit, this is like, shit started getting real, real wacky. And I'm like, the fuck going on here? Yo, boy. Like,
can't pause on the climax, man. Just tell us.
Yo,
this is the art of good storytelling.
This shit started getting freaky. Like, shit, they was on some freaky time out here. So, mind you, I'm asleep, I got my eyes closed or whatever, and I just feel like a warm sensation on my big toe. I'm like, the fuck going on here? Open my eyes, yo. Ching Chong, dad got my big toe in her mouth, boy. Like, the whole
toe, like, or just like the big nail?
Boy, the whole toe, my nigga. I had 9 toes after that. Like, I didn't see my big toe anymore, bro. It was like, she like decapitated my toes, like this shit, bro. Yo, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? So when I look up at her, all you hear is like a popping sound, like, I'm like, oh no, she is violent. I said, yo. Like, I didn't say it out loud and nothing like that. I was like, yo, do that shit to the other toe then. Boy, I'm just bullshitting and trying to make it, like, you know, trying to make light of it and joke around and shit. Boy, she dead put my other toe in her mouth and did the popping joint too. And I was like, yo, this spot is wicked. I was like, oh nah, Ching Chong and Ling Ling out here. They wildin'.
These names sound so made up. It's hilarious.
You have to make them. Huh? You have to protect them.
Yeah, and I mean, the names, I can't give the new names. The name is it, but you know. Those are my girls.
So how did that make you feel?
Ching Chong. How did that make me feel?
Like the
toe. Boy, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. If you ain't never get your toe sucked, y'all niggas better get up on that. Bad good.
So would you return to this
location? Oh, that's my spot. That's
okay,
my
so
spot.
I need you to text me the location, and I'm going to see if I can get the same treatment.
You about to go over there and be like, yo, you need to do what you did last time. I need all
of them. I can't give them up. I just got to see if they're going to do it. I'm gonna try
you gotta
to
go there for a while. You just can't be like a new customer and just expect that type of
treatment.
Yeah, that type of treatment.
Ash gonna fall asleep treatment. As soon as you walk in.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sleepwalker.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. I've been going there. I've been going there for a minute. I've been going there for mad long. So I already knew. She was just like, she just kept giving me the eye. And I'm like, oh, nah, it's Chinita. I want the salami. And I was like, nah, man, she wildin'.
She wants the toe.
Dad gave him both. Yeah, she wanted big toes. So she wanted. Dad gave him both.
She's general. I went to that one.
Hey yo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's racist.
General toes, my toes.
Yeah. General toes, my toes.
That's the name of the episode.
For real, bro. General toes, my toes. That's serious.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go because we're actually gonna start the show, and
all right.
I know we don't want to give up your name. But I definitely need you to text me the location because I need to do some investigative journalism.
That was funny.
All right, do your thing, my boy.
All right, bro.
Later.
All right, bro.
Yes, I'm glad he picked up the phone.
That's hilarious.
When I saw him.
When I read that story.
When I read that story, I was like, I'm going to call you. And this is, I got to start the podcast this way.
But Jack, I went into... the day that I went to buy the cake.
Okay.
I went into, he was there. He was like, you don't get your nails done. I'm like, no. I was like, I haven't got my nails done. He's like, what about your boyfriend? he said, tell him Jackie miss him. I'm like, what?
Oh, I forgot to ask him. So you don't put the clear?
Me? I don't put the clear polish on, no.
Is that weird if a man decides to get the clear?
Bro, I
told him to get matte. Like, well, right now, because my nails have been on for so long, but I told him when he goes, get matte. It's not shiny at all, but it's on the nail and it protects the nail.
I'm a clear coat ass nigga.
But I think that's fine. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, he does clearly, but.
Yeah,
but I get the clear on the toes too. I'll be clear.
I mean, that's, yeah, to me, that's normal. I don't see why not. If you get it on your hands, why wouldn't you get it on your toes?
I don't get it either. Or the one time that shit was on there for like, I was like, this shit don't come off.
Nah, man, that clear. I'd
shake people's hands. It should be too shiny for me, bro.
I'd shake people's hands. My hands are like shit right now, but usually I have to shake people's hands, and I got to be like, you know, I need you to see me shining. For real.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it gives, it, I don't know, it makes me feel clean. As opposed to like when it's just plain.
I feel clean still.
I don't know. I just feel like that clean makes, I actually be doing the shit the girls be doing. Like this and shit. I be doing that shit. I be feeling, if you look good, you feel good.
I don't like that. I like to put my socks on as soon as they're done with the pedicure. I don't got to put on them little yellow paper flip-flop things.
Oh, I love the paper flip-flops. No. It makes me feel, I need the whole experience.
No, but if you take your own flip-flops, it's better.
I might take my
Yeezys. I personally like taking my own flip-flops. Like, I usually, when I go, I take my slides. I take my Air Max's slides. I have them in the car. And if not, I wear some other slides I have. But for the most part, I like bringing my own.
I don't know, I feel like the paper ones make me feel like I get the whole experience.
Yeah, but if you're comfortable, well, depending on how she does. Well, when I get my nails done, she does my feet first. Then yeah, she does my hands.
I usually get my feet done first.
I want to sit down and be comfortable. I don't want to sit down in paper where everybody has walked through that floor with paper flip-flops on. I'm going to wear my comfortable slides.
Now you got me fucking revisiting my life.
I'm telling you.
So take your own flip-flops, bro.
I have tons. Clearly. I have tons to choose from. Yeah.
These are all Crocs. I don't know
where you're from. No, the Yeezys are in the closet.
Okay.
Let's start the show. Yeah, man. I got to start this from the beginning.
I love you. Tape one.
You know that's how it started, right?
No, I didn't.
You know who the fuck this is?
Who is it?
I go by the name of Ash Madison.
That's Ash Madison.
Pronouns are that / nigga. I repeat, pronouns are that / nigga.
That / N-word.
Aliases include but not limited to Voice of the Voiceless.
Voice of the Voiceless.
Silver Tongue Samaritan.
Silver Tongue Samaritan. My favorite.
Old Brown Eyes.
Old.
Depending on which girl you ask which day of the week.
What girl you gonna ask?
They may not refer to me at all.
I don't know. Who the fuck you talking about?
You can be anywhere in the world, be here with us.
You're here with.
And for that, we thank you.
Us.
But do remember, the pleasures is yours. It's never ours.
Never ours. Maybe mine. That's enough. I enjoy it.
All 14 of y'all, because it's usually 15. But
oh!
One of
wait.
Us.
You literally just said.
No, I said one of them is here.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were.
No.
Whew.
No. We're not doing that.
I thought that ship sailed.
No.
Okay. We're not doing that.
It didn't sail?
No, it didn't.
It's still in the dock.
It's still there?
It's still at the dock.
Where's this dock located?
Where's the sandbar at? Yeah.
That way.
I remember when this nigga one year told us we was going to get on a boat party and we never got it.
Sandbar. It's, what's it called now?
It's a Surf City.
Surf City.
That's how you know I'm old.
I was on the boat.
Yeah, I was. He invited me and I never got to go on a boat.
Well, actually, I lied. We went on a boat party the week before. It wasn't a boat party. It was this dude I met at Surf City. And he was like, yo, I got a boat. And I was like, oh, all right. And the two girls I went with, he was trying to bag one. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, these are my friends. I don't give a fuck. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want with him. Like, but I was like, I'm trying to get on a boat. Next, you know, mm-hmm. we circling Liberty, the Statue of Liberty or whatever.
Yeah.
My man's going in on this chick trying to bag her and not successful. But I was like, yo, keep playing the game. I'm out here chilling.
You
I damn near
pulled
the Titanic.
You
was
on
just
a boat and you can't bag? That's bad game.
Crazy.
That's
that
bad.
That is bad game.
So I don't have many fantasies in life because either I know they're unrealistic or I've already fulfilled them. But one thing I want to do is I want to get motorboated on a yacht.
Motorboated? You want to get motorboated? Or you want to motorboat a female? I'm confused.
I want to have my face in a girl's titties.
Oh, so you're motorboating. You're motorboating. You're not getting
motorboated. Oh, yeah, I want to get.
I was going to say, you want somebody
between
you?
Well, then I worded it wrong. But I want to have that happen on a yacht because that's a bar.
You want a motorboat.
You're on some Wolf of Wall Street type shit.
I
like it.
Yeah. So any woman with double D's, double G's, double J's.
ABC's.
Nah, the A's are too small.
Triple Z's?
Yo, your Z's, them shit's got to be in the floor.
Jesus.
A Z? A Z cup?
Listen, I
that's need, a lot of titty.
I don't need all that.
And I know it's breast cancer awareness coming up. That's next a lot
month.
Of
next month.
Yeah, that's a lot of titty. Z's? That's a lot. Them shoes like a sack of onions. You ever grabbed a sack of onions from the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a sack of potatoes?
Damn, but yeah, because them shoes be heavy.
Potatoes mm-hmm. do be heavy.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. Idaho ones.
Yo, for real.
Yeah. Because all the other ones are trash.
Yeah, if it's not from Idaho.
They're not good potatoes.
I feel like that's the only thing they have in Idaho.
Potatoes?
Yeah.
Mm. Cows?
They ain't known for cows.
They got some milk, though. I'm sure they got milk.
They don't got no sports teams.
Idaho don't got no sports.
Who the fuck goes to Idaho?
Just college. They just got, yeah.
That's the team that has the blue turf, right?
Is it?
That looks like water?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't really follow college football.
I don't even know why Idaho's a fucking state. And if you're listening from Idaho, thank you.
We appreciate you.
As you're like planting potatoes.
South Dakota?
I swear to God, I've said this before.
What's the name of
it? We can eliminate a lot of bullshit in America. We can take North and South Dakota and just make it Dakota.
Dakota, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could take North and South Carolina and just make it Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We can make Virginia and West Virginia just Virginia.
Did we run out of... Why do we have so many states with double... Like Washington, D.C. and Washington. We couldn't come up with two different names?
Well, Washington, D.C. is not even a state. It's just
there. I know,
there.
The District of Columbia. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Did we just run out of
We could eliminate a lot of shit.
And why is everything new? Jersey's old as fuck.
Well, it's because it's coming from over there. Where Queen Elizabeth died.
Yes.
Yo, they stopped. I think her shit was today.
Yo, the memes?
Was it today or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
They said.
Because the kids didn't have school, so it was yesterday. Yo.
What kids?
Yo, how powerful you gotta be?
Oh.
The airline shut down. No flights were coming in and out of it. You know how powerful you got to be to stop the airlines?
Are there any other queens in this world?
You're a queen.
No, stop that. Stop that.
What?
I'm not. That's not what I meant.
You mean like royalty?
Yeah, like legitimately.
Well, it's funny because we were having this conversation. No, it was Princess Diana, but she died. And that was
Damn, that shit was a long time.
The daughter of, I think, her brother? And she would be the next in line. So now when the king dies, her kids are the ones that are next in line, which is crazy.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold you. Princess Diana could have got it back
in
the
day. She was bad.
She was bad, yeah.
In that little skimpy black dress? Yeah. I would have gave Diana the...
I would have given Dirty Diana. She would have been Dirty Diana.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I would play Dirty Diana, but Michael Jackson will take us down. He will. that's an estate. You cannot just play their music and they're going to be okay with it.
Jesus.
But yeah, play Dirty Diana in your head. That's what I've been playing right now.
You could play the Weeknd version.
I could play the Weeknd version. How to find it now. Let me see. Talk while I find the Weeknd.
That's when I used to like the Weeknd.
The Weeknd is still fire.
Stop.
Y'all are not going to shit on this last album. I think this album should win album of the year.
I haven't heard his last album. Listen.
It's an amazing album. Listen,
I liked going to his concerts. When it was the old stuff, like the trilogies, bro, he used to put on. Now you go to a concert, he's not going to be playing that shit.
Oh, he did a remix of Best Friend?
He not going to be playing that shit now?
Nah, man. I'm telling you.
You know, I like artists when they're on drugs and depressed and shit.
See? And this is why I get hurt. Because someone like me, who only thrives when.
I don't want them to be. I just like it when they are.
I'm saying, like, my creativity.
That sounds awful.
My creativity best works when I'm depressed. Like my designs, my ideas, everything is when I'm like really in like severe pain.
You got to turn it up a little bit.
I have it up. You need it higher?
Oh, maybe it's my headphones.
Yeah, it's really soft. We're talking over the pianos.
Oh no.
Yeah. But once people are happy, people don't want you happy.
You know what it is? I really think people are their best creatively when they're hurt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm hurt and I don't have any creativity in my bones.
Yeah, you're not really a right brain person. Probably.
I'm just dumb.
No. So anyway, right brain, I mean, I'm very right brain. Like, I'm very creative. Like, people that are left brain are more like, I don't want to say normal people, but people that like,
oh, fuck me, right?
It's not fuck you, because you could be creative and still have a left brain.
Yeah,
it's just you're true. More structured. Like, you'll work a career. Like, we can't have a world full of fucking like left brain people, and we can't have a world full of right brain people. You need balance. Like, I wish I was more left brain.
Why?
Because I function with no structure. I was having this conversation with y'all off the air. My whole trajectory since I was put into school, my sole purpose of school was to drop out and sign myself out to work. Mm-hmm. And then no one would let me do that. So I was forced to graduate.
Which then you went to college.
I did. And then I tried to do the same thing there. Because my mom, at the time I was living with my mom, and she was like, look, it's either you're going to go to college or you're going to get the fuck out the house.
Yep.
So I was like, all right. So I went to college, graduated, cool. But look at the degree I got my major in. Like, look, this is not sustainable. Maybe now, because this is like a thriving career where a bunch of people are doing it, and if you catch fire, people are like, oh shit, I want to listen. But this is not sustainable. You have to create your own like buzz. Look, this is not a creative, this is not sustainable. Like, I have to generally create my own clients. I have to really go outside and like search for it.
Where are my fucking shorts?
They are on the boat.
Jesus Christ.
Still trying to fucking cross the border.
Sounds like our ancestors.
That is racist.
As fuck.
I said our ancestors.
As fuck.
That's foul.
Our.
Still racist.
You won't say the N word, but you'll say that.
Yeah. That's more fucked up, foul. Honestly.
But yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. I feel like y'all should wish people like us that are very creative more happiness.
Oh,
And don't shit on us when we're not as creative because we're happy.
Who was? You ever heard I think it was Eddie Griffin. He had a skit, and he said, "You know why they called Alexander Graham Bell?" He's like, "You know how he got the Graham part?" He said he used to do coke by the gram, and when he was out, he said, "Damn, I wish I could talk to somebody that's not even here." And that's how he invented the telephone. Hey, yo, that shit is hilarious. I got to look it up for you.
Yeah, man. But that's what I'm saying. Even comedians is all rooted in depression. Most of them.
Listen, depression and the lack of sobriety is what helps people come up with the most creative things, I think.
Oh, bro, I come up with the best shit when I'm high.
Right.
But I haven't been high in like,
I wouldn't know.
It's almost turning to be a year of me being completely, well, about 97% sober. Because I've had shots with y'all and like, I'll have a beer here.
You got a green tea shot. Them shits were banging.
Yeah, it was really good. I was shocked.
If you never like taking shots and you just want to take something smooth, get a green tea shot.
Really, yeah. Though?
Well.
Really? A green tea shot? Out of everything you could suggest, a green tea shot.
Yeah, I said if you don't want to take a shot and you want something smooth, take a green tea shot. It's easier to take that. It went down smooth.
It was good.
Right. That's
I'm
know.
An alcoholic, so don't judge.
Yeah, I mean,
no, there's no judgment here.
I take shots of J-Mo and Henny, and
I feel like Hennessy tastes like pennies.
Like pennies?
Did you eat pennies when you were a kid?
No, but it just feels like copper. It just feels like you have a jar of copper, and just let it sit, and you just pour water. And it just like the copper becomes one with the water, and that's how you make Hennessy. I swear to fucking God. That shit is the worst thing on the planet.
It's like Mama Juana, but with pennies.
Yes. Instead of bark, it's pennies. Jesus. And you just pour whatever the fuck you pour in there, and that's how you make Hennessy.
How do you feel about this?
Are you a Hennessy drinker?
I am a Hennessy drinker, okay. But I feel he is entitled to his opinion if that's how he feels.
Just asked,
that's how he feels.
I just asked your opinion about him.
I personally like pennies then, I guess. I don't know. It's my drink of choice.
Is it?
Okay. It is.
How do you feel when you go to these establishments and they don't serve Henny?
Well, for the most part, it wasn't a big deal to me because when I would go out, in Hoboken. Out there, everybody for the most part sells Henny. The places I used to go to, okay, at least. So then I started hanging out here in downtown Jersey City. And I went to one particular spot and the group I was with, they were like, let's take a shot. And I'm like, all right, I'll take a shot of Henny. The bartender was like, oh, we don't have Henny. I was like, what?
That's racist.
I was like, why not? And she's like, oh, you know, it's just like a thing down here. And nobody really carries it. I said, okay, no problem.
They don't say it, but it's because of the crowded caters too. That's exactly what they're saying.
No, it's true.
Someone flat out told me that.
No. Obviously, somebody did bring that up that night. And then that same person that brought it up was like, yo, just drink JMO. It's the same. It tastes the same.
No, it's not.
So I was like, all right, whatever. Took a shot of JMO with them. And I was like, you know what? It's not the same, but it's not terrible. Like, I could do this.
I fuck with JMO.
I do too, but it's not the same. No, it's not the same. JMO goes down a lot smoother than anything. I started drinking JMO. And, like, now I don't have a problem. Like, if I go somewhere and they don't serve Henny, I'd be like, yeah, let me get JMO. But if they serve Henny, then you know the ratchet in me's gonna come on. Be like, can I get a Henny and Red Bull?
Mm-hmm. The last girl I dated that lived here.
Okay.
She was like a big Henny drinker.
That should get you fucked up quick.
Yeah, it didn't help. I mean, fuck this bitch. I'm gonna put her store in the street.
Jesus Christ.
She used to be severely fat. I don't know what she is now. But she had gotten fat surgery. So, you know, when you do that shit, you really can't drink. Because, like, half a shot will have you lit. Like, if you had, like, a fucking fifth to the face.
Your stomach is smaller.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't know that. And, like, the first few times we did, I'm like, yeah, like, I'll buy a round. Yeah, keep drinking up. And she was just
done
like,
up.
She got chocolate wasted?
Yeah. She was like Coyote Ugly, like level of like
Coyote Ugly. A lot of people won't get that reference. Our crowd would.
Our 14 almost people. Broke up with her. Well, I eventually did, but that one night I almost broke up with her. Like I was like really embarrassed, and it takes a lot for me to get embarrassed because I feel like I'm a walking embarrassment, and sometimes I dish out secondhand embarrassment, but. We were out not too far from one of these bars over here. I don't even think that bar exists anymore.
What bar?
The one that doesn't exist, so you could kind of tell which one I'm talking about. It's a pizzeria now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Copy.
Yeah, so.
That's actually the establishment I went to where they told me they didn't have Henny.
Fuck that place. That's why they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's facts.
So.
Oh, the one that's cut in half now?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're there. And it's actually where we actually had our first date. Mm-hmm. So we were just going there on some just like whatever shit. And by that point, I kind of knew. Well, that was the day I learned about the fat surgery.
Okay.
And I was still buying her drinks. And she was just like to the point where she was just like slurring her words. Mm-hmm. And then like she got finessed out of money. And I was gone for like 3 minutes. And I'm like, how the fuck did you get finessed out of $500?
What the fuck?
In like 5 minutes.
$500?
Yeah, like she was with a group of people. And they were like saying that they bought her around. But then she tried to buy them around. And then like it all got charged on her card. And it was just
so
like.
She ended up buying both rounds.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it was just like. So I was like, how do you not like compute? And I'm like not getting it. And of course, in typical Jersey City fashion, the fight almost breaks out. And
in Jersey City?
No way. Yeah. And it's funny because the boys were outside and they were still like like a fight about to break out.
But oh, like, boys. I feel like in general out here, because I have for the most part gone to like pretty much every bar down here, like, and I feel like I have been in establishments where the bartender might think you're a little bit lit.
Yeah.
And try to charge you or charge you extra for something. Because I remember it was me, my girl, and I think it was my niece or my other friend. I don't remember exactly. But my niece was not lit. She was high. Mm-hmm. And the bartender thought she was lit. Bartender tried to charge her for 7 drinks. And my niece was like, no way, I got 4 shots. Like, I bought everybody here a shot, and I bought you a shot. That's 4.
Damn, even bought the bartender.
She bought the bartender shot, and the bartender tried to charge her 7.
These motherfuckers ain't low. That's crazy.
And
that's
she was like, oh, but you told me you were buying the people next to you shots. And my niece was like, no, I didn't.
That has to be her people's, the people next to her.
So my niece was like, no, I didn't. Like, absolutely not. Why would I buy somebody I don't know any shots? My niece was like, I'm not drunk. I'm high. She was like, you're wildin'. She was like, I'm not paying you. And she was like, oh, we'll call the police. They're outside. She was like, call whoever the fuck you want. I'm not paying you. She's like, I'm not. I took 3 shots and I bought you a shot. And I shouldn't have even done that. But I did it because we've been drinking here. And she was like, now you're trying to charge me for 7 shots? Seriously? So I'm like, I'm telling my niece, like, yo, leave it. We'll pay for it. We'll pay for it. So we paid for it. And then my friend, one of my coworkers, told me kind of like the same thing. She went there and they were trying to overcharge her. They gave her a receipt for something. And then when she went on her bank statement, they charged like $125.
So you got to keep your receipt, bro.
Yeah, that's why. Because like one big thing is like, I always like when we go out, I'm like, yo, sign and like take your copy. Even if you throw it out, you throw it out. Because they could always add more money. Or if you don't cross out like the tip, they could put whatever tip they want and they'll fill it out themselves and sign it.
So you always got to put the dollar sign right next to the number, scratch the line out. I do all that shit.
Yeah, people sometimes are like, you're extra. But no, these establishments, wild. The shit they will do for money is wild. I've seen it.
They drop down on poles for money. You know that, right?
What happened?
So they drop down on poles for money.
You drop down on poles
for money. Whoa, hey, yo.
People really came for me when I said a few weeks ago that my safe space was the strip club.
The strippy.
People really didn't like that.
Let's go one day, bro.
But there's nothing bad with that, though. That is your safe place, and that is what you like. It's like people, it's like me. The other day, I forgot who said something. They was like, oh, you're always out. You're always getting lit. I'm like, I'm always home. Like, legit, I'm always home. And then the one time that I actually went out with my girl and had a drink, it was like, oh, you're always out drinking.
You told me about this.
No, the fuck I'm not.
You told me about this.
I did.
Oh, it was your tattoo artist.
No.
Yeah, because remember you told me he said that you needed to be sober before?
No, but no. This was this week when I went out with Yachty for this kid's birthday.
No, I didn't know about that one. I know about the other.
No, somebody mentioned how supposedly I'm always out. I'm like, bro, like, I haven't been out. If I go out, you'll probably know about it probably when I'm not there no more, because I'm not going to really post it while I'm there.
Me neither. I don't go out either. I stay home, play 2K. Apparently, that's not normal. So I play 2K and softball, and that's it.
All right, I'm.
You have more questions?
I just got a question.
What's the question? Let's answer the question.
I don't know why this happens.
Let's answer the question.
But I'm not posting like, hey, ask me things. And it's fine that people. I just find it really weird that
somebody
it's like,
still has the link.
No, so I have it. I have it to my on my bio, but I it's
told
like
you, told you delete the damn app.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's just weird that someone. Someone's on my page. Going to the link.
Constantly.
Like you're really, like, let's read this aloud. What's let's the enjoy. Question? Let's read this like a family. Let's see.
A family?
That's gross.
Confused. this got like, I guess they took it down. It's not there anymore.
The question?
Yeah. It came up like, yo, you got someone asked you a question and then it's not there anymore. Good. I feel like the last one was kind of weird.
What was the last one?
Like, how many teddy bears do I have? Oh, no, it popped up.
What's the question?
Here we go. Have any Netflix recommendations? Who the fuck is asking me these questions?
Stranger Things?
I've never seen Stranger
Things.
What?
I've seen Ozark. That's the last major.
Stranger Things is awesome.
Yeah. Wait till you get to Dusty Buns.
Is that
Dusty Buns?
Is that a person or is that a place?
His name is Dusty. You got to watch the show. You're not going to get it to all the way to season. His name is
Dustin. And he goes away and he meets a girl and she nicknames him Dusty Buns. Like, that's his girl, but that's what she calls him, but his friends didn't know. So then one day he calls her and she says it. And
you know what's weird? I like shows and then they get canceled.
You know, that happens to me too.
And it gets really sad. Like, there's this one show I really liked. And it's funny because it's a remake from a show from the 80s. But this one, they actually added drama and made it into like a show.
What show is it?
It's called Glow. It's a wrestling show.
Oh.
So it's about these girls. The Glow stands for Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Mm-hmm. And it was a show in the 80s and the 90s where these women would legit wrestle on TV. But in the middle of that, they would actually rap. It was terrible. I love terrible television. If there's one thing that's a safe place for me, is Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, because it's terrible acting. Anything that's cringe-worthy, bad acting, like Steven Seagal, I love. It's like that cheesy shit.
We talked about this last week.
I talk about this shit every time.
I remember saying Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Newsom, him too. Whatever same fucking movie. Is. Yeah.
Taken so, 600.
Yeah. So it's like this show, it's about this woman, and she is a struggling actress, and there's like, oh, we have a gig for you to audition for this part. They don't say anything about what it is. It's just show up. So then her best friend, she's like a moderately successful daytime like soap opera actress, but like they're feeling like she's getting a little too old, so they're trying to phase her out. So they tell her, oh, you should audition, they're having this thing. So they both show up to this spot and they just look at them. It's pretty much like, oh, has anyone acted before? And a bunch of people say no. Is like, get the fuck out. And then there was like 12 people that were left. They say, you're hired. There was like no structure. And no one knew how to wrestle because it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are we auditioning for? Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, you start tomorrow. And then they're best friends. And she, I don't even know how you say accidentally, she slept with the other woman's husband.
Hey, yo.
And eventually she got caught. And now, obviously, like, they're not fucking with each other no more.
These hoes ain't loyal.
But they're the two main actresses in this show.
Did we do that together? Yo, that was not planned at all.
Look at you guys. Look at you guys.
Stop that shit.
Love to see it. So they're, like, the two main actresses, but they have to fight each other on television.
Oh, no.
But it's just, like, a lot of, like, drama. It's actually really well written, but they canceled it.
What the hell?
It went like 3 seasons.
I would cancel it too off of what you just described.
Nah, bro, you gotta watch it. It's really dope. It's more actress and drama about like them cheating than it is about actual wrestling. You gotta watch it. It's really dope.
Sounds like Empire, where they start rapping and their raps are trash.
Oh, I've been watching. Yeah. What is it?
I want to watch Fresh Prince. I haven't seen it.
Oh, that one's good.
It's on Peacock.
I heard Carlton's a dick.
My mom says she watches it. I was like, how the fuck you got Peacock and you don't share it with me?
She watches the cock.
Hey, that's my mother you're talking about.
I just call it.
That's fucking anything wild.
That's Peacock, I just call it the cock.
Hey, listen.
So it's not.
That's funny, Peacock. Like, the color of my room is Peacock blue.
Go Cox.
St. Peter's College. Oh, university now.
The Cox.
The Cox.
Yo, they almost made it to the Final Four.
They did.
I was definitely like fake.
You know, they played my Tar Heels and they had to lose, but it's all right.
I would fake say I was not an alumni, but I used to work for their bookstore, so I felt like.
Oh, that's right, you did.
I felt like I was a part of that, that history. And just to know that, like, you know, I felt like,
I just feel like a lot of people did. Not saying it because of you, but just like a lot of people tried to take credit in that whole situation just because it was from Jersey City. And
I was reading it on Twitter.
It was a little bit fucked up.
It was just funny reading, like, yo, the boys that are drinking ringside buckets are about to make it to the Final Four. Just hearing shit like that, I was like, damn, like, it gave us pride. Because for a little bit of time, maybe like those 2 weeks, the whole world knew who Jersey City was.
Absolutely.
And that felt kind of like, I felt proud of that. Because I'll tell people I'm from Jersey City and they'll be like, what is that? And I'm like, come on, man. We're not that small of a town. But now after that, I feel like everyone now knows.
Yeah.
And it feels good to know, you know, some legends are born from here sometimes.
Now they're trying to make it the sixth borough.
No, Hoboken was always the unofficial. Hoboken was always the unofficial, like, not for nothing, but yeah, for years, like, Hoboken even has this whole this one guy that he does like different type of like shirts and hoodies, and it's always the sixth borough Hoboken. Like,
that's trash. Fuck that. New Jersey's its own place. We should have our own boroughs.
It's funny. I also read.
No, but that's true. I agree.
That's all for money purposes. It's,
fuck you. For the most part, I agree. We're all one. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, downtown Jersey City, uptown Jersey City, the Heights. It's still fucking Jersey City. It's the same shit.
I read on Twitter the other day, it was like, when you say Jersey, you mean Jersey City, but every other place is New Jersey.
You know what's been my biggest pet peeve? The fucking, when they do things, they'd be like New York, New Jersey. Like, no, the Giants and the Jets play in fucking New Jersey. I get their New York teams, but they play in Rutherford. Like,
yeah. But New Jersey Jets sounds trash.
No, New Jersey Giants sounds trash.
Absolutely.
I like New Jersey Nuts. I miss them being here. I mean, I'm not a Nuts fan. Yeah, but
who the fuck went to that to watch their games?
I went. Yeah, you know, bro, they had Jason Kidd.
Nigga, you were like five.
Jason Kidd, Kerry Kittles.
Fucking, how old were you?
I was in high school, wasn't it?
No, the fuck you weren't.
Grammar school. 2002, 2003.
You were going to games?
Yeah. At the Izod. It was at the Izod.
You were going there? Yes. You're so full of shit.
I'm not. I wasn't going on my own, obviously, but I went.
Who the fuck was taking you to the Izod Center?
This sounds racist, but never mind.
Who the fuck was taking you to the Izod Center?
I have a African-American friend named Jermaine that was like my mentor, and we used to go to basketball games together.
Listen,
so, there you go.
I think you were getting the free tickets.
It doesn't matter what we got. We went.
I don't believe you.
I'm dead serious. He was a Nets fan. He still is a Nets fan.
I don't believe it. I'm kind of glad they're out of here.
Why not? Jason Kidd, Kerry Kittles.
Kerry Kittles is not good.
Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon Martin had Richard a tick Jefferson. Every time he talked. You ever seen Kenyon Martin have an interview?
Brian Scalabrine.
Scalabrine? White Mamba? Every time Kenyon Martin would talk, he'll be like, I swear to God.
He definitely was on something.
No, he just has a tick when he talks. But he could beat, he looked Joe Budden.
He looked like him.
He looks like him.
Yes.
Still, him, Carlos Boozer, and Joe, I've never seen them three in the room at the same time. I swear to God.
So what you trying to say right now?
I think Joe Budden is Carlos
Boozer.
Is all
Boozer of them?
You stupid.
At the same time. I swear to God. I was outside the other day. Well, I was on my way home. And my neighbor said that he found my doppelganger. So now I'm like on the hunt to find this guy.
That he lives around here?
Yeah. He looks exactly like me, but with short hair.
Interesting.
So now I'm like on a quest. Because I feel like everybody has like a doppelganger.
I wonder who's my doppelganger.
And I hope he's having a better go of it than I am.
Shut up.
Because I'll be having it rough sometimes. Scary.
Not scary.
Yeah, imagine like Doodle Bob. I know you know who Doodle Bob is.
Oh my God.
I know you know who Doodle Bob
That's
is.
That's awful.
I'm drawing a blank.
You don't know who Doodle Bob is?
Yo, your phone. I saw your phone is committing suicide because it knows you're getting the 14.
It's
because it knows
it's getting fucking sold and traded in tomorrow. So it's just like trying to like crack the screen so I can't get the full value.
Do nothing.
Bro, just leave it in the case.
Nah, fuck. I need it for when I play music later. But yeah, it's like, imagine if everybody had a doodle bob. Mm. I feel like sometimes I am the doodle bob.
Don't say that. No, you're not.
You still don't know what I'm talking about.
I think I looked it up.
Yeah.
Were they human Teletubbies?
No.
From SpongeBob.
When he had the drawing?
When he drew himself and then it came to life and it was just being him.
Like Hey Arnold's cousin?
Yeah, the evil cousin.
Yeah, so basically a bizarro you.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I forgot. I feel like sometimes my life is one giant. Yes.
I found
he might be the cover art episode of this podcast.
I do remember that episode.
Yeah. Just Doodle Bob.
Doodle Bob.
Yeah. I feel like.
That's what you should name this episode, Doodle Bob.
Doodle Bob? Yeah.
Doodle Bob.
I don't know. Like, I feel like everything is a bizarro. I feel like the bizarro me is like very happy.
You should watch Stranger Things.
And like has a six pack.
Bizarro.
And is like 6'2".
Six pack.
My favorite is.
And a receding hairline.
I like season 3 the most. of Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. I'm shut the fuck up.
Why?
I know exactly why it's your favorite season.
Why?
Billy?
No.
Oh, wow. You said he's your favorite character.
Well, spoiler alert to whoever hasn't seen
this favorite character, but I just feel like with season 3, it gets more like intense.
How many seasons are there right now?
So is it like
we're waiting for the fifth one?
Yeah.
So is it like Breaking Bad?
No. So Stranger Things.
Because Breaking Bad, the first 3 seasons were trash.
No. The first season, the seasons are good. It gets more of a development in the 3rd and 4th seasons.
Okay.
But season 1 and 2 are good.
Okay. I gotta give it a shot. I'm here. I'm home a lot.
It's more.
You should watch it.
It's very, you know, scientific and fictional and all that stuff. There's, you know, powers and shit like that, and, you know, beings from another world. But it's actually.
So is Hawkins Ed? That's all I know about Stranger Things because they had a Nike hoodie and it said Hawkins on it, and I have no idea what the fuck it was.
So yeah, that's the town.
That's the town.
That's the town, Hawkins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Is it in Idaho?
What town? What?
That's a good question.
Fuck, I forgot. But so basically, it's called the Upside Down, which is the other side of the. It's basically the alter ego, the bizarro world, and that's where all the locusts or, you know, these beings live and come from.
It's like another realm type shit.
So it's basically like this would be your apartment. And then in the Upside Down, we could be in your apartment.
But it's a
in a fucking mystical world with all these beings.
Unicorns.
And no.
Not unicorns. Like demons and monsters and all these different alien. Like, no unicorns. You would be the only unicorn because you're special and different.
Ha! I like that. I got to give this show a try. I've been putting off a lot of shows. I've been putting off a lot of things because my depression doesn't let me be great. Like, I'll get very unmotivated to do things. I'll just, if it's not me having to fulfill an obligation, I get very stagnant and I have to force myself to do things.
Yeah.
Which is what the fuck? Very taxing.
Hawkins.
Mm. What? Are you looking up where it is?
Yeah. Indiana. Hawkins, Indiana.
The lady that told me I had no leadership skills. She lives in Indiana. She flies from there.
At your current job?
Mm-hmm.
The one that didn't want to hire you?
Yeah.
She told you have no
leadership skills.
Her and then the other lady that flat out was a greenware was there today. She was like, hi, I feel like uppercutting. You know what she looks like? You ever, and I hate doing this because I stopped this when I was a kid. You ever had toothpaste and you just grab it from the middle?
Mm-hmm.
And you just squeeze the middle so it's just like top heavy and bottom heavy, but the middle just looks very like nasty. That's how she's shaped.
Ew.
Like you just squeeze the middle of the tube of toothpaste.
That is a weird description of a person.
Yeah. She has some big ass titties.
I was about to say, yeah, that means she's like her upper body built is just crazy and her legs are skinny as fuck.
Yeah, she like Miss Puff.
Yo, you really watch SpongeBob?
I love SpongeBob. I feel like SpongeBob and Seinfeld. You can always make a correlation to that. And if you get it, you get it. I feel like SpongeBob was not meant for kids. It was for adults.
That's funny. I agree.
I swear to fucking God.
I feel like everything in SpongeBob all had cartoons, a double standard.
Yeah.
All cartoons are. Even the current ones. That,
I don't watch current cartoons. Of they me. Fucking suck.
I'm not on you. I'm stretching my leg.
You were about to.
My fucking leg hurts, yo.
That ain't my business.
It's for championship legs right there.
They had me catching the other day. I had to squat down. That shit was.
You was for two dropping games. It down. Yeah. You was busting it open for a real one. Oh, did y'all win?
We won one, we lost one. We played against Puerto Rico police.
Again?
What?
I thought they were here last week.
No, they've been here since last week, but we played them on Friday. They were playing in Newark last week.
Oh, yeah, so they just on tour.
Yeah, so they left on Saturday.
So to make this very disrespectful and sad, are they going home?
They went home on Saturday. That's why I actually prayers out to Puerto Rico, but I think they ended up getting hit with that hurricane.
Jesus Christ, man.
They definitely made it there before. So, because why? Actually, when did the hurricane hit? Saturday?
I don't know. It hit
supposedly. They were getting like hit since Friday. Well, not hit, but they were getting like the winds and everything crazy since Friday.
So that maybe they didn't get to go? But they were supposed to leave because we played them Friday and I asked them when they were going back and they said Saturday.
But right now it's in DR and it's supposedly it's bad. Yeah, it's
the wind's hitting in DR right now.
I hope. Listen.
Oh, shit.
Listen. I said a few weeks ago I wanted a fucking tornado to hit Atlanta. No. If it's going in DR, I needed to go to a specific town.
You're so stupid.
I wanted to go to my fucking hometown. And I wanted to fuck it. No, fuck that. I want my grandma's house to be demolished.
Oh, because of the the controversy between the.
Oh, bro, that would be fucking vindication. Imagine me selling a property, and then the fucking hurricane takes it away, so you have nothing. If that's not fucking running off with the plug is foul.
That actually might be a benefit because then they have land and they could just start building. Over.
They're not gonna. They don't have money for that. Niggas is broke. And
tell them to use the pennies to make some
honey. Henny?
Yeah.
Henny pennies.
They can make money off of them.
I hope that fucking hurricane hits my ex girlfriend's house.
I knew
too.
You were going with that. Knew it.
Fuck her.
Fuck her.
Fuck her?
And her fake rape claims. Right? That's what it was?
No,
she
rape.
Claimed that you that's right. She claimed that you got her pregnant. That was your kid. Man. That's what it
fuck
was.
Fuck her. She hits me from time to time asking for money.
Yeah, fuck that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's why I had my Facebook deactivated for a while. I got it back and no one's hit me up from DR yet, thank God. But if they start hitting me up, I'm block.
You know, but that's funny because I was having this conversation with my dad the other day. And I was like, you know, why? Like, let's go to where you're from. Let's visit. And he's like, for what? And I'm like, what do you mean for what? Like, your family, you're from out there. He's like, to be honest with you, he was like, all those people want is fucking money. He was like, that's all they fucking want from you. The minute you get there he was like, the last time I went, he was like, and I don't want to talk shit about my family. He was like, but the last time I went, he was like, I dealt and I saw like so much ugly from my family. He was like, I was robbed by my family. I went through a lot of bad times with them, and he's like, it left me a bad taste, and I said never again. And he's like, and he was like, if you want to go, you go. I'm not going. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, Green Eyes was like telling me we should go to DR, and I'm like, no.
That is the weirdest relationship.
It's not a relationship.
That's exactly my point. But it's weird.
No, because she likes to make small talk.
Mm-hmm. And that's small? Let's go to DR together? That's a small talk topic?
Yeah, because she was just out there.
How old is Green Eyes?
30.
Well, I feel like when you meet certain people, it also depends on, like, does she travel a lot or
she no? just goes to DR.
Oh. Well, then that's why.
I want to go to DR.
I don't. She invited me. She was like, oh, let's go. And I was like, where the fuck am I going to stay? She's like, oh, obviously you're gonna stay with me. And I'm like, that doesn't sound comforting at all.
She's trying to ching chong you, you heard?
Oh, Ling Ling.
Ling Ling and Ching Chong.
Yeah, man.
Oh man.
She says she wants to make me food. I'm just afraid of people's cooking sometimes.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Those vegan nuggets were pretty good.
Yeah, you just got to chef them up, season them. Like me, I just use that barbecue sauce to kind of just like give me the illusion taste. I'm eating something real.
Yeah.
I mean, something
it's,
good.
It's real.
Yeah, yeah it's real.
It's real.
It's still tasted good. I didn't have any
she says she wants to make me, she is wants me to take her out on a date. Because I've told
her. Tell her that that's next month. She got to take you out on a date this month.
September is take that. A man out on a date
month. She's not doing that shit.
Yeah. I haven't been taken on a date either. I wish I had someone to take
me. Yeah, she. Oh, man. She told me, because in my day, I used to go out a lot. So I would, when we would talk about food, I would show her like all these like dope ass spots up here in like New York or just here. Because she doesn't live around here. She lives like more up.
Where?
She lives in New Brunswick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she lives close.
Maybe she could find somebody for Leo up in New Brunswick, you know, so they could take him on a date.
I don't need that. I'd take myself out on a date.
The month's almost over.
Yes, it is. And I'm still going to take myself out.
You should.
To McDonald's.
I've been trying to take myself out McDonald's for the last drive-thru. Few months.
What's up, yo? Let's take each other out, bro.
It went over your head.
I don't care. Let's take each other out.
That was very dark.
You pay for my bill, I'll take.
That's
I'll
not
pay
what
for
I was talking about.
I don't care.
At all.
Listen. Let's take. Yeah. I know what you were doing. Yeah. I know what you're doing. I don't give any type of energy to that. Listen. Let's take each other out.
Uh-huh.
You pay for my stuff. I pay for yours. Let's just order the same thing, so that it comes out to the same anyway. Yeah. I'll eat
so
vegan.
I'll order
I'll
a glass of water.
Thing. Oh, you can't pay for water.
Yes, you can.
All right, we got to tell them we want Fiji.
Fiji like, water is Fiji's good water.
Cool. I like Essentia more.
Okay. Really?
I'm an Essentia type of guy.
Interesting.
You don't like Essentia?
No, I drink Fiji.
Really?
Yeah. And damn. I like, I'm big on water, so like.
The guys like really
I'm
going.
Still one of these Poland Springs.
Yeah, that's all I can afford right now.
No, but like at the end of the day, water is water. And I tell people this.
Would you like one?
Like,
unless it's coming from Flint.
Or unless it's coming from your faucet, then no.
Did you see I don't know what state it is. This shit looks like pennies.
Brown.
Yeah, that shit was
this shit like Henny.
Henny came out the sink.
Yeah, Henny was coming out of the sink.
That's messed up. I drink Henny. Don't say that, because now every time I go to the bar and she's pouring my drink, I'm going to look at her like, damn, bro.
Like tap Henny?
It's
crazy.
I do not want that dirty water.
From the tap?
How do you want your Henny? You want it in a bottle or tap?
Pennies on the tap is crazy. That's hilarious. I like to make myself laugh.
That was fun.
That was good.
That was good. I'll give you that.
But,
I got a second guess my drinks when I go out. Thanks,
J-Mo.
For that.
J-Mo's the way to go. They put Thanks J-Mo in green tea. The green tea shots.
It's funny because that's actually became my drink of choice when I was
it's funny. This weekend, we were drinking Henny White.
Oh,
and
Henny
I
White.
Thought, no. And I thought it was a good idea to bring the Patron out while we're drinking Henny White.
Oh, no.
So,
you can't go light with dark.
Even if it's white.
Look at us, though.
Look at albino Henny.
Look at us, though. Oh. I don't know, but it was fun.
See?
I had a good time.
But if it's fun, then it's worth it.
It wasn't, you know what it was? It wasn't. Like I was out and around people I didn't know. It was all family.
See, but that's when you're allowed to like do that type of
do
shit.
Stupid shit like
if
that.
If you feel safe, yeah, especially with family. See, I can't do that. I can't be left to my own devices. Oh, I know. We got to get you out of here so you can make it to halftime.
Well, people think I'm not gonna make it, but I'm gonna go. It's like, yo, I'll see you at the end
of the
game.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, bro. Listen, I prefer to do this.
Is the game over? Don't y'all?
No, it starts. It actually might have started right now, but it's
okay. I need your quarterback to like give me a good game.
Jalen Hurts is all right.
Well, I'm up. I'm 1-0. I'm winning in both right now. If everybody does their fucking job, I could be 2-0.
Did I help you with this one?
Yeah, you actually made me pick Saquon Barkley by mistake,
and he's been killing it right
now. Yeah, I'm really happy. Because there's money on this. And I can I can use the money.
So can I get like $10?
Yeah.
No, you already bought him a Red Bull. That's it.
That is true.
He bought you one too.
So what, bitch? We talking about you, not me.
Oh, watch the hostility here.
Because we talking about you, not me.
You see this right here? This is a wall between us right now.
Yeah, let it be a wall. Build a bigger one.
And get over it.
Great Wall of China right here.
Yeah, and you would China. Climb over it to be Speaking next to me. Speaking of
China.
So. You ever, where are we going with this?
The pandemic's over.
Ling Ling? Ching Chong?
Ching Chong and Ling Ling have ended the pandemic.
And by sucking on big toes.
Yeah. No yeah, toe left behind.
No toe left behind. Hey,
our president, if you want to call him that, Sleepy Joe, Uncle Joe.
Oh my God.
Has announced that the pandemic is over.
Yeah, he just made that determination himself, huh?
Yeah, I got the alert.
Well, you know what? You know what it is, too, with CDC also just like kind of.
They just was like, fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Bro,
like,
they literally said,
you can go out having COVID. You don't have to wear a mask if you have
COVID.
Bro,
and I had just quarantined for 2 weeks. And that same day that I ended my quarantine, they said.
I just first don't off, understand the people fighting against wearing a mask. I seen a girl the other day. Mm-hmm. I was out for like 2 seconds.
She should have been wearing a mask.
She
was that ugly.
She was gorgeous.
Oh, okay.
And we had like that eye contact. I was going to the store. And we had that eye contact, like, she may want, to get better acquainted. But then she opened her mouth, and she was a MAGA maniac.
A what? Oh.
And she was really, like, just talking. I guess she was on the phone and just talking about, like, the stupidity of people, like, wearing masks and shit.
But you love Trump.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I love him when he's giving us tax breaks. Not his racist behavior. I'm self-serving if I were to vote for him. I mean, I won't.
A lot of people vote for that reason, though.
No, I think a lot of people are really racist.
Self-serving?
No. Well, I think the racism has a lot to do with it, too.
It does, but if you think about it, everybody's racist to their own extent. No, it's true. Yeah. Because let me tell you something. And this is one thing, and I've heard people say it over and over and over again, especially with me, because people don't even assume I speak Spanish, so it'd be crazy when people be trying to talk shit.
Old blue eyes.
I heard some lady at, where I work, she goes, you know what's the biggest enemy of a Hispanic person? And she was telling somebody else, like, she wasn't having this conversation with me. She was like, a Hispanic that thinks they're white. And I just...
She felt attacked.
No, I didn't feel attacked because I don't consider myself white. You could think I'm white, but that doesn't mean I consider myself white. And she was like, it's crazy how somebody from your own culture, your own country won't help you out. But here comes somebody else that doesn't even speak your language and is willing to help you. And that's how it is at my job. Like, I'll see people and I'll be like, do you need anything? Do you, you're good? Are you looking for something? And then they, like, talk to me in Spanish and they're like, oh, you don't understand me. I'm like, no, I do understand you. And I start talking to them in Spanish. Or unless I really, like, can't be bothered or have somewhere to be, I will not give you the time of day. But for the most part, you do see that a lot. You see a lot of Spanish people that are not willing to help their own kind.
You know what country I went to that feels like it's too good to be true?
Cuba,
Costa Rica,
the rich coast. That's on my bucket list of places to go.
But people were like, way too nice over there. Like, really,
they touch kids.
They're saying it's called.
I've already told y'all. Anybody who's too nice, they do nasty shit.
They're saying is pura vida.
Oh yeah, pura something. I don't trust it. No one's too nice.
But listen, I don't know that entire. I mean, I'm sure there's shit that goes on, but you could not tell. If you're a tourist, the way they treat you over there, A1. Amazing.
I mean, I feel for the most part, that's anywhere you go that you're a tourist.
But I wasn't.
Not in Colombia.
I wasn't in a resort.
No comment. God
damn, I'm good.
$37.
Yo, 37 USD is crazy.
No comment.
You try to give some USD.
Now I am now that I'm single. Not when I was taken, no. Now that I'm single. But that's the thing.
You
like,
almost taken.
That was good. That was good.
It's funny now.
It is now. It wasn't at the time. I mean, I'm working this out in therapy.
You almost Liam Neeson that shit, son.
Yo, them girls are like kids, man. They look like mad, like underdeveloped. You know, like when you cook chicken?
But you know what that is, though.
And it's not fully cooked?
That happens not only, you know, not only in Colombia, but it happens all over the world. These girls, you know, lo que le dice son prepagos.
Yeah.
Prepaid for those that don't speak Spanish.
So
prepaid hoes is crazy.
These are young girls that are still in high school that are like 13, 14, 15. So there is another girl who's a little bit older than them that is running this whole shit show that is like getting these girls for these older guys and is making her pay out of it while selling these girls to older men.
I don't know, man. It's weird because I'm starting to creep up into that older man category. I can't get my dick hard on like a teenager. I don't understand it.
You know what's crazy though is that I've seen it. Like I've hung out with like my guys. And I'm like, yo, she's bad as hell. And then we get closer, and I'm like, you might want to take that shit back, bro. Because they look from far, they look like adults, and then you get closer, like, yo, this girl's like fucking 12. It's crazy because the girls back in my time didn't look as mature as they do now. And you just be like, yo, you gotta chill with like what you say.
But it's not only girls, it's guys too, because I had a whole pediatric, and I say pediatric because while you're under 18, you're still a pediatric case.
So 17?
He's not even 17. I think he's like 16. He looked older than you, like a grown ass man, body filled with tattoos. I'm like,
Dominicans don't crack.
How are you 16, sir?
People tell me
I would see you in a bar and I would think like you're like my age. How? I didn't get it.
That shit's crazy.
I don't know.
I feel bad for R. Kelly.
I feel bad for R. Kelly too.
I don't feel bad for him. He actually picked out girls of that age. Ash still plays his music.
I play his music all the time. You can't tell me happy people don't slap. I love that song. I can always separate the man from the artist from the art. So I'm able to like listen to it.
Singing or his peeing?
See, I never said. I seen the tape, but it was like, it's not something I like harken back on.
Yeah, me neither.
Like it's,
but that was the first incident of the R. Kelly going down the wrong path.
But that's how you could tell we were fucked up as a society, because millions of us have seen like this overtly rapey act, and we just passed that shit along like a bad mixtape. Like everybody just seen it, and no one like really did anything to stop it.
Ow!
And for years it was okay. But he made really good music, man. TP2.com is a classic. Come on, man. Y'all about to make me
don't do it. Don't do it.
Come on. Y'all not gonna tell me. I'm gonna read through this.
I was just defending.
Did you say you were gonna rape through that?
I was gonna run through the playlist.
Oh, I thought you said you were gonna rape through the playlist. That's the play on words.
No, you gotta stop.
Yeah,
he actually just dropped a new song.
Who did?
R. Kelly, we about to play this shit right
now.
From
the block?
Yeah, it's called Air.
That's it. He needs air because he's hit this
spot. We're going to play some R. Kelly right now.
This is really new?
Yes, September 9th.
Bro, that
This shit slaps already. Come on. You know what the fuck this is?
This is, I can't get
I love this. This is how you clean house. Yeah. I can feel this drink. Yeah. I can feel a good vibe. Come on, man. You can't tell me Robert Sylvester Kelly.
Sylvester.
With a nickname, with a middle name like that, you could tell he did all that shit. Sylvester.
Sylvester.
But you can't tell me Robert Sylvester. That shit sound fire. I'm probably going to fucking listen to that shit when y'all leave.
Go play it on the table.
Oh, 1,000%. Yo. I'm sorry, like, this is, I have to have a quick conversation with y'all about another thing I have, that I say this shit all the time, and I know if I say it on here, you'll probably never want to record again, you'll probably get fired.
Whoa.
and you'll probably look at me different. But if I tell y'all off of there,
I don't think I would look at you different. I think I...
Why would I get fired by association?
No, because I'm saying something that's like really, really, really wild.
What's the statute of limitations on this?
There is none.
Okay.
It's something that's going to be...
For me, part like of life honestly, forever.
Yeah,
I let's
off air this one.
Yeah. This is like a hot take, and I've said it to a few people, and like it's cringy, but like it makes sense if you think about it.
I'm a little worried.
You should
I'm not worried, but you should tell me anyway.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
This is growth. Me not just regurgitating all my thoughts real time.
This is a conversation we had earlier. It is growth.
Yeah, I let a lot of things get to me, but I'm not letting them now manifest and like really break me down. You can't break my soul.
You can't break my soul.
That's word to the queen. Yo, real quick.
Oh, there is another queen.
Queen B.
See what you did there? You didn't even notice.
They didn't even know.
They broke
you and Ian know.
They broke Queen Elizabeth, so oh my god.
Wow.
Yo, talk about that's probably the darkest thing I've ever said.
You have.
I'm hanging around with you too much.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Can we talk about how quick these memes came out when she passed away? Remember, she passed away on Thursday Night Football. And they were like, Roger Goodell's like, fuck this, we still go open football. And it was like, and they put a video of like, you know, them announcing that she passed away. And then, and right after that, she's like, fuck that, we going right to Thursday Night Football. Yo, the motherfuckers have no heart, bro. She definitely didn't have one anymore.
Nah, fuck her. She dead now. But.
There were people in England, like they were recording this shit and they were like, some people that were happy that it, not that happy that it happened, but they were like a sense about of time. Relief type shit. Yeah, like that there's a lot of controversy within that, you know,
I royal think, well, family. All of that shit is fucking nasty.
I used to think Meghan Markle was beautiful when she was in suits. Nah, I don't find her as pretty anymore.
She's not in suits anymore?
No, I don't think so. You ever seen that show?
Oh, the show. I thought you meant her physically in a suit.
You ever seen that show, Suits?
No.
I think she was a paralegal or something on there. And I thought she was fire. And then she started dating, which prince is it? Harry? Yeah, and then...
That's the nigga with the receding hairline.
And he looks like Carson Wentz.
He does! He looks like English Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God.
Doppelgangers.
That
you see what is, I did there?
Yes. You're really getting good at this. I just feel like my doppelganger has a receding hairline.
Because you have too much hair?
Yeah. I feel like my doppelganger can't dress.
Probably not.
I must be somebody's doppelganger then.
I'm trying to think. My doppelganger definitely has to be taller than me.
You still shut on that one.
I had to really think of like all
I'm not
going to
entertain your negativity.
My negativity?
But I feel like he would have to be really happy because I'm really sad.
Shut the fuck.
No, not necessarily.
He must be getting sadder because lately you've been getting happier.
Yep.
Doodle Bob. I feel like if I find
he didn't speak, right? He used to like just fucking.
He would just.
You just look overall, like since I've seen you today, happier than the last time I saw you.
Well, it's been the last 8 days.
Think about the first time you met him till now. Think about the first time you met him till now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Completely different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been on 8 days of, I want to say happy, but not. I've not felt any
content.
Real. Yeah. Content. I've been feeling afloat. I think part of it had to do with the conversation of what I had in therapy, of like the healing of how it works. And then now her at least implementing on like something that we're going to at least begin a process. And granted, it may not work, it may, whatever, but at least I'm starting to feel like, okay, we're starting to get like
make progress.
Yeah. And
I'll tell you this though, bro. Just be careful, because when you're starting to get happy, someone's definitely going to try to bring you down. Don't let anyone bring you down. Keep going on your path, bro.
Yeah, that's why I'm like always trying to stay indoors and trying to stay. I'm trying to protect my peace as much as I can.
But you protect your peace no matter where you go. Your peace is within.
Right. You have.
And if you let somebody take that from you, that's you giving them access to it.
That's why I don't agree with the whole staying in the house, because.
No, I'm trying to get to the point where I can master that and go anywhere and it won't affect me.
That's what I was going
to
say. Mm-hmm. Your true test is not going to be till you go outside and you meet that controversy and see how you react towards it. Don't put yourself out too early, obviously. But don't hide yourself either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Step by step. Little steps.
That's what I'm hoping for. I gave myself a kind of like a imaginary goal that by this time next year, if they have another festival, that I
I didn't go this week.
Well, I don't really care so much about the festival. I just care that either I'm going to just be outside to walk through it, just in the chaos, even if it's for like 10 seconds. Maybe by that time, I'm already back outside traveling.
To be honest, I didn't even know about that festival.
Realistically speaking, mm-hmm. I just want you to be aware that it can overwhelm you.
Yeah.
You know, having secluded yourself for so long from everybody and then being in a crowd, there's times that I go out and like, it's just like you start seeing people everywhere and like, I've even had my moments where I just like, I get into this mood and I'm just like, no, I can't do this. Like,
cause I did the Puerto Rico Day Parade, but I was with someone and we were off to the side.
Mm-hmm. So it's always good to have someone with you too.
Yeah. Because that person will calm you down. Believe it or not, they will.
Yeah. Cause I was telling her and she kept asking me like, oh, how's your anxiety? And I'm like, it's actually pretty high, but because I'm talking to you, I'm able to control it. But if I was like by myself, I probably would have been home. And then we left early enough where I was like, okay, this is a good time for me to leave. And I was just chilling.
You gave yourself that exposure. And
yeah, that was as much it. Everything else has been a kickback where I've like known every single person, or it's been such a small group of people that even if I meet new people, it's not really alarming where it's like, all right, I feel weird. But I don't know. I'm hoping by next year I would have done enough work that I can like actually be outside.
And you and like, I both, my friend, we'll get there. Everyone's working on a better version of themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hopefully by next year I lose these last 25 pounds too.
Yeah, me too. I've been starting a diet every Monday.
You've been dieting every Monday?
No, I've been starting a diet every Monday.
Oh.
It usually ends by 12 o'clock Monday.
Okay.
So it doesn't last that long. But maybe you and I could start something, you know.
My diet is that I can't eat because I don't trust my staff.
Why? Because you think they're going to give you something non-vegan?
No, they fuck up every time I'm not on the floor.
Oh.
So.
You sound like someone else I know.
You sound like me.
Yeah, so like I go on break.
Y'all two motherfuckers got to start eating. Like this shit.
No, so what happens is I'll have a coffee in the morning.
Same.
And that'll keep me valid until like noon.
Same.
And then I'll start feeling hungry, but that time the staff is on break and that's when I'm able to get a lot of work done because no one's asking me questions. So that half an hour I can probably do 3 hours worth of work in like 20-25 minutes. And then when they're back, I set them up for the rest of the day, and by 2 o'clock, because they leave at 2:30, I can go on break. So by the time I come back, they leave and I get kind of like that. I'm able to eat, but I leave usually at 3 or 5 or sometimes 9 p.m. depending on.
I'm just going to keep repeating myself. Always think about your health, because this job's going to keep running whether you're here or not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's just sometimes that I'm so in it.
Yeah, it's not that even that.
I'll be like, oh, shit, it's the end of the day already?
That's different.
But it's your commitment to getting your part of the job done. It's not even about the job. It's just that you have a commitment to have to do your job at a certain time. That's what it is for me. Like, for the most
plus,
part.
Plus, I'm also trying to prove the half
fuck that bitch.
Thing toothpaste wrong.
Fuck,
I
want to
kick
bitches.
Her right in her fucking toothpaste pussy.
Mrs. Puff. And what was the other one? Mrs. Puff.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
No,
the other man, she look good as hell. Her teeth are a little fucked up.
The yam yams?
We're just gonna call her Hawkins because she's from over there.
Yeah.
Hawkins and Mrs. Puff.
Her teeth are fucked up, but like, if she just keeps her mouth, but her lips are kind of like, you know, white people got no lips.
Ooh.
She's like one of those.
That's disgusting.
But she got a little yams on her. And
so she's from Idaho but got the yams?
No, she's from Indiana.
Oh, she's Indiana. From, that's why we're right.
calling her Hawkins, duh.
Got yeah. it, got it. I forgot that Hawkins. Is Hawkins really a town?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Indiana with the yams.
Yeah, she aight. But I don't know. I gotta get this bump in pay. I feel like
has it been 6 months yet? No.
No.
How
three? I gotta raise the first month I was there.
Three months?
No, it's been 2 months and a couple days.
Okay.
I just part of like my breaking point was I had a combo where I was like, look, we got to figure out my career here because
they gave that dude that position, right?
Yeah, but I don't really care that they gave it to him. That's cool. Like, I like to see people succeed. It's just my trajectory is like I'm in like a purgatory state. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to be here, I told her flat out, like, I need to fulfill a purpose. And if there's no purpose, I'm leaving. And I'm known for that. I'm known to leave. Even if the situation, because the situation isn't terrible. It's just at this point in my life, like, I need to feel like I'm doing something with purpose.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So if it's, if
there's
it's,
nothing wrong with that, though.
If it's me, like, you know, just going in, just fulfilling my hours and going home, if I know that's what my life is going to be, then fuck it. But I know I'm like, I have.
You're meant to do more.
Yeah. Especially if it's something that I'm building from scratch. Because I'm like literally building, like carving out this whole department from scratch. So like I'm a really important piece to this puzzle, but I need to be treated as such.
Gotcha.
And right now I'm not. So.
You're trying to put in work to get it there.
Yeah. I'm trying to at least show them that, like, you know, I'm committed.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know. I am as advertised,
mm-hmm.
and they need to pay.
Absolutely.
But the pay comes when they actually get me out of that purgatory state. So
okay.
But I just want like to like make sure like shit is valid. Plus, they're training. They want me to go to PA to train.
Oh, you did tell me about that. They're gonna pay you. I mean, they're gonna pay for your stay down there.
Absolutely, because I'm not fucking driving here to.
Right, we were having this conversation. There.
You're bugging.
And not only that, but then the stay would also.
Oh yeah, yeah. They'll play. They're not gonna fly me out there, obviously.
Obviously
but
not. But
they'll pay for my hotel,
your gas,
your travel.
Yeah, I'm hoping that wherever the fuck they are, it's near Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I would go to Tattoo Mom's every fucking day.
I want to go to Philly.
Oh yeah, you're an Eagle fan.
Yes.
If you ever this is not an ad.
Let me actually check.
But
this
if you're ever in Philly. And you want a very punk rock atmosphere, but with vegan food, Tattoo Mom's is the fucking place to be.
Sounds like somewhere I would be.
It is like, remember when the fucking...
Who'd you need to do well, Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, he
has a rushing touchdown already.
That's what I love to hear. Probably won this game. 2-0, baby. But, you know when the craze for the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, like...
Yeah.
Where they were stabbing
people? They have a Popeye's chicken sandwich, mm-hmm. but it's vegan. Oh, it'll make you want to suck on curl toes.
Whoa. Oh. Ching chong! And that's how we're going to end this show.
Yeah. Oh, I got to play some R. Kelly. Tell them who you are.
You know me. It's at Championship Leo. 0025.
Yeah.
Because we get these chips, you heard? You're not going to tell them who you are?
Oh, me? I don't even know who I am.
Size 6666.
There you go.
I guess. There you go.
I've been your humble host for this evening.
Humble.
I like or I've been humbled.
Yes. Today has been a humbling experience.
Yeah, depending on which girl you ask for today of the week.
Who are they going to fucking ask?
They may not refer to me at all.
Shit, I can feel a
groove. It's just me and Robert Sylvester on YouTube.
Robert Sylvester.
I can feel joy. This is here on WBLS Radio.
WBLS 107. I can feel
people. And I can feel the love. And it's all doodle bop. Who's R. Kelly's doppelganger?
I haven't found one. But he should probably go to jail instead of R. Kelly.
Yeah, put him in jail. Give us R. Kelly back. I want music. I want an album. I want an R. Kelly album.
I actually want to hear this song now.
This shit hard.
It did sound pretty good.
This shit fire.
I don't support his cause, but I support his music.
Separating the artist from the art. Yeah.
He's really about to be trapped in a closet.